Chapter 4. Inside the Secret Garden. The next day, Martha was back at work. She was full of excitement about her visit home. "When I helped Mother with all the baking and the washing, I made the children a little cake," she told Mary. "And when they came in from playing on the moor, they just shouted for joy. And in the evening, we all sat around the fire and I told them all about you. They wanted to know all about the ship you sailed on from India. But Mother does worry about you all alone in a big place like this." Martha went on chattering about her day at home until she had finished tidying away Mary's breakfast things. Then she went back to the kitchen, and Mary put on her coat and hat and went outside into the gardens. She went to her special walk and immediately noticed the robin hopping around at the bottom of the wall. When she saw him, she laughed. "You showed me where the key was yesterday," she said. "You should really show me where the door is today. But I don't believe you know." The robin flew up onto the top of the wall and twittered loudly. What happened next really was very strange. Mary had stepped forwards close to the robin, and at that moment a strong wind suddenly blew, lifting some of the ivy from the wall. Underneath, Mary saw a round knob, which had been covered by leaves. It was the knob of a door. Mary put her hands under the leaves and began to pull and push them away. Her heart started beating hard, and her hands trembled a little with excitement. The robin kept singing and twittering, as if he was excited too. Mary could feel a metal hole. It was the lock of the door which had been closed for 10 years. Mary still had the key in her pocket, and she took it out and tried to put it in the hole. It fitted. Then she turned the key. It was difficult, and she had to use both hands, but the key turned. Mary looked behind her, but there was no one coming. She took a deep breath and slowly pushed back the door. Then she went through the door and shut it behind her. She was breathing fast with excitement and delight. She was standing inside the secret garden. It was a lovely, mysterious-looking place. The high walls around it were covered with thick climbing roses. There were trees in the garden, and the climbing roses had run all over them. In places, the roses had grown from one tree to another and made lovely bridges. There were no leaves or roses on them now, just thin brown branches. But the way they hung from tree to tree looked so mysterious. It was different from any other place Mary had ever seen. "How still it is," Mary whispered to herself. Even the robin, who had flown to his treetop, was still. He sat watching her. Mary looked up at one of the mysterious curtains of roses. "Are they all completely dead?" she wondered. "I hope not." She did not want it to be a dead garden. If it were alive, how wonderful it would be! As Mary walked around the garden, she felt as if she had found a world that was all her own. The robin flew down from his treetop and went from one bush to another. He twittered loudly, as if he were showing her things. In one of the corners of the garden, Mary could see that there had once been a flower bed, and sticking out of the earth there, she could see some green shoots. She remembered what Ben Weatherstaff had said, and she bent down to look at them. "Yes," she whispered to herself. "They are tiny growing things, and they might be crocuses or snowdrops or daffodils. All around the garden, Mary found lots more green shoots coming up out of the earth. She was feeling excited again. "It isn't a dead garden," she cried out softly to herself. "Even if the roses are dead, there are other things that are alive." Mary did not know anything about gardening, but in some places the grass was very thick and the green shoots did not seem to have enough room to grow. Mary found a sharp piece of wood and dug away the weeds and the grass. "Now they look as if they can breathe," said Mary, after she had finished the first ones. She enjoyed herself so much that she went on digging, all around the garden, making space around the green shoots. When it was time for lunch, she realized that she had been working for 2 or 3 hours, and she had felt happy all the time. When Mary came in for lunch, Martha was delighted to see that she had bright red cheeks and bright eyes. "Mother will be so pleased," she said. "She said you must stay outside as much as possible. And now look at the colour in your face." "I wish I had a little spade," Mary said to Martha. "What do you want a spade for?" asked Martha, laughing. Mary thought for a moment. She had to be careful. If Mr. Craven found out about the open door, he would probably get a new key and lock it up forever. And that would be terrible. "If I had a little spade," Mary told her, "I could do some digging, like Ben Weatherstaff. Perhaps I could make a little garden and plant some seeds in it." "Well," said Martha, thinking for a moment, "I saw a nice little spade and fork in the shop in Thwaite last week. They sell flower seeds there too. Our Dickon often walks over to Thwaite. He knows all about planting seeds. Why don't we write him a letter? We can ask him to go and buy the spade and fork and some seeds at the same time." "Oh, yes, let's do that," cried Mary, excited. So that afternoon, Martha and Mary wrote a letter to Dickon. Mary had some money which Mrs. Medlock had given her from Mr. Craven. She put some of the money in the envelope with the letter and gave it to Martha to send.